This is the weekend. Alex and Broderick will be in the same place for the first time, and I have no idea how I'm going to survive it. That almost kiss still lives rent-free in my mind. I barely have time to process the thought before Riley bursts through the grand doors like a human firecracker. "Finally!" she groans, throwing her arms around me in a dramatic hug. If I have to listen to Andrew talk about his latest investment strategy for one more second, I'm going to drown myself in the pool. I laugh, adjusting the grocery bags in my arms. He's really in business mode, huh? He practically confiscated my snacks. Crumbs are apparently a threat to humanity. Before I can respond, a low familiar voice cuts through the air, smooth, deep, and laced with something undeniable.
If I'd known this weekend was an open invitation, I would have reconsidered.
A prickle of awareness slides down my spine before I even turn around. Broderick. He stands casually at the top of the steps, the afternoon sunlight catching the sharp angles of his face. His green eyes lock onto mine, steady, unreadable. But something in his gaze lingers, sharp enough to make my stomach clench.